asking for a zoning variance for a new building on a lot. A lot was previously approved through a different, slightly different zoning variance. We're looking at it as an amendment to the zoning variance that's already been approved for a lot, or amendment to the actual zoning that's existed for that lot. The lot is an R2 zone. So what we're proposing is a new building. The building that used to be on the lot, it was demolished several months prior to us starting, and there was another project approved for that site. This building that was on the site was encroaching on the public way, and since it's demolished, the encroachment is gone. What this model represents, actually the edge of a model around, is the property line of the project. And the zoning requires 15-foot setback from the street and 7.5-foot setbacks from both sides of a lot. The lot is non-conforming. It's smaller than the lot that would be required for this zone, right new lot. So what you're asking for is a 7-foot setback from the half a foot variance for setback from the western side, and from the eastern side, we're asking for a 3-foot setback. So we're asking for 4 feet, 4.5 feet variance from the zoning, as well as allowing us to extend the overhang of the building to the property line to line up with the rest of the street. The first floor actually would be set back 8 feet from the street line to create kind of front entrance and porch. And the overhang will create an overhang for the front porch. We're also asking for about a 4% increase in the lot coverage. The lot is smaller than typical lot that will be approved for this zoning district, and so we're asking for the actual building coverage is within the required coverage, but the overhang in question, that's about 4% that we're asking for increase. Just to add, previously, the same lot was approved for 5-foot setbacks on both sides of a building. The building itself is 20 foot wide. And that creates a decent amount of fire separation from both sides. But what I'm proposing here is to kind of acknowledge the asymmetrical nature of the habitation, because the light being mostly on this side. This side, that's 7 feet away from the property line, is actually going to have most of the windows. The opposite side, that's 3 feet away from the property line, has no windows at all, and this one can actually create a fire rate as well, without any openings. The other side, 7 foot side setback, is actually within the building code requirements for fire separation.
Okay, so I'm just going to reread the letter quickly, because with all the setbacks, and this is what Greg said. The applicant is seeking a west side yard variance of 0.5 feet. So, can you point to that?
So, this variance right here, on this side.
Okay. And a 4.5 feet and lot coverage variance of 4%. Right. The property is located in R2H zoning district and per section 325-9. And the scheduled bulk attachment for residential district, the required side yard setback is 7.5 feet. And the lot coverage is 35%. Also, please be advised that the previous owner has requested the east and west side yard setback of 2.5 feet. Each was approved on 1/17/2018. This is a new owner and a new application. I do have a full-scale survey available in my office. I do have a full-scale survey available in my office. Correct. So that's just basically put it together of what he was
Just as a refresher, we've reviewed this, didn't we?
Yes.
Didn't we deem this application complete?
We had to just set the public hearing.
We had to set the public hearing.
So because it was 2 months ago.
Oh,
I know this
we're
is the
just,
public
we're
hearing,
just going
but,
over
and the public would be asking questions now, but I'm just trying to refresh everybody before.
Right. Okay, I just.
And I don't think there's, is there anybody in the public that has any questions or? Does the board have any more questions?
I move we accept the application.
No, you're going to close the public hearing.
They close the public hearing.
Make a motion to close the public
hearing. Make a motion. Close the public hearing. It's a new year. I
know.
I'll
say
that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay.
So now I need a motion to start our regular scheduled ZBA meeting for Wednesday, January 15th.
I make a motion that we have a meeting for January 14th.
15th. January 15th. Who's second?
I'll second. Go ahead. I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay.
Does everybody have a chance to read the minutes? Marielle, I think you did not, or did you read it? Or
I did.
You did not. Do you want a moment to look at them?
Yes.
Okay. You have it? Have you read it? Just a moment before we go into it. Yeah. Okay. Accept the minutes.
I make a motion that we accept the minutes.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so we are in our meeting. We do have two new applications that we need to go through and accept them if they are complete instead of public hearing. We do need to discuss the public hearing application for 418 State Street. Maybe it's pretty good time. We're not asking for anything. Does the board have any questions you need to discuss or? All right. Okay. Do you have any questions you want to discuss? I mean, we need to discuss this at the application. No questions? You seem to be okay. You're okay with it?
Yeah. All right. I'll make a motion that we approve the variances requested. Do I need to specify what the variances?
Well, I think what we're going to do, you and I discussed a little bit today, that once we approve or disapprove, she would do a resolution. So I think our wording of what we're passing needs to be stated, and then, what do you think?
I mean, right now, I don't have the paperwork from Cheryl to do the resolution, so that would have to be done, tomorrow or later, or before the end of the week. So if you wanted to do it just on the record, and then we can do the
based on
what they wrote,
okay, well,
that's fine.
So we're passing the requests of the variances.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Right. What does that do for the approval for me to issue the permit? Because I can't issue the permit until I have a stamp approved by the ZBA.
I can stamp your application approved and sign it.
The
resolution is, all right, so let me just explain where that is coming from. Very quickly, What we do is I usually take the application stamped and I put it in the file for the city clerk, and then we have our own box downstairs that I make copies of, and then we put in the ZBA box. What was happening was, because for some reason, at one time we did do resolutions that were very, it was easy for the city clerk to put right in their file. Now I'm going with the big application on the maps, and it's too much bulk. So if we condense what we were passing, that's all that needed to be in their file, and then I would have all the paperwork in the box in case anybody ever wanted to look it up. That's all that, that's, in the past we did do that, and for some reason we stopped, and Tracy had requested that we start doing that again. So that's just, it makes more sense actually.
Okay, so if I can get just a stamp tonight, and then when I get the resolution, I'll just attach it to it, put it in the file, so I know.
I think that for tonight, just because we, you know, don't have the resolution, it's not going to be ready tonight. Let's just do it that way, and then we can either decide to follow up with a resolution, or we can just start doing the next. Yeah, and we can start doing the resolutions next time when we're prepared to like actually do it on the night.
Okay,
that's, you know, so we'll do better.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we'll do this like we always do, and then after. We're going to pass this like we always do. So, but I do want you to mention that we're agreeing to pass the pass the application for the variances requested, and they're all right here. You know what I'm saying?
All right here, yeah.
So make a motion.
All right, so I will make a motion to pass the
application.
The application as requested,
yep,
with the variances requested.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
All those in favor? Opposed? Okay. So it is passed. Yes. Greg, do you have yours?
No, I don't. I'll get a copy. I'll get a copy of yours.
Can I?
Somebody? You got the applicant, you got yours, right? Your application?
Yes, I do.
She'll need to stamp your application as well.
Application, and Crystal, you're here, right, to discuss it?
Yes.
For 960 Columbia Street. Does everybody have one or no?
Yeah.
Mary Ann, do you have one?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So, Crystal Hines, appearing for Barbara Duran and Maureen Toth, owners of 960 Columbia Street, located in the R2H district. Applicants are applying for area variances. They have an accessory structure in the rear of the property that they intend to plan, that they intend to convert to a residential structure, and need variances in order to do that. So, in regard to lot coverage, 35% is allowed here in the R2H district. They are proposing 68% coverage and need a 33% area variance in order to do so. In regard to side yard setbacks, there is no side yard provided on the northwest side yard. 7.5 feet is required, so we're seeking a side yard setback of 7.5 feet. On the southeast side of the property, again, the side yard setback required is 7.5 feet. We have 1.1 feet, and we're seeking an area variance of 6.4 feet. The rear setback required is 30 feet. The applicant has two and is requesting a variance for 28. Again, this is an existing structure, they're not building anything, they're just looking to convert it the same. Yes, so if they have an accessory structure at the rear of the property at 960 to Columbia, and they're looking to turn that into a residential structure. Yep. And there was one typo in the addendum. I just want to point that out in lot coverage. It should be 33%. I wrote that in all of our application, but I just wanted to know that.
Instead of 32.
Correct.
And in the addendum, if you look at C, she kind of went through and covered that it doesn't change the character of the neighborhood, the footprint of the proposed structure. Do you see where I'm at?
Mm-hmm.
The benefits to our applicant cannot be achieved by some method feasible for the applicant to pursue other than area variance.
Studio garage to a residential studio.
Yes, so right. it's a studio now for where they do their artwork, and they want to make it a residential studio where it'll be like an open room, but they'll have a shower and a kitchen facility.
Craig's letter just reads, their lease attached as an air variance application from the property owner of the above referenced property. The applicant has applied to convert an existing accessory structure into a residential structure on the same parcel of the current residential structure.
Right. My question is, the reason you would, or just correct me if I'm wrong, the reason you would even need a variance, because the building's already there. So the reason you even need a variance is because they want to work on it, right?
Right.
Because
right.
they want to
change
it.
No,
so if they were
because they want to change
correct.
The
use. If they were just fixing it up, they
it
wouldn't
would
need a variance, but because they're changing the
they
use, it's out of the
building. Thank you.
But
you're requesting an area variance.
Correct.
Not a use variance.
Correct. We don't need a use variance.
Right.
Correct.
Be careful of the wording in that because they're changing the use, but they're not looking for a use of variance. So
correct.
They're looking for area variance.
Correct. The use is
to make the building into.
Correct. Because
so
it
the
does
garage
not.
Is now going to be the residential building.
Correct.
No.
Yeah.
So the area variance requested are lot coverage, side yard setbacks, and rear yard setbacks. The property is located in R2H zoning district and as per section 325-9. The schedule bulk attachment for the residential district, the required side yard setback is 7.5 feet, and the lot coverage is 35%.
Okay. I guess, I don't know, I'm going to ask the question because I'm trying to understand it relative to the tax map and this. So what's the garage now is going to become a home.
Right.
I get that part of it. What I'm trying to understand is when I look at the tax map,
yeah.
If, and I don't know if it's even our domain, but the question I'm going to ask is if there was a fire in that new home, it looks like you can't get to it from the other side. There's another property butting up against it. So I don't know the code. I guess I should be asking you.
When I review the building documents, it'll be in compliance, it'll have to be in compliance with the fire code, which means they'll have to fire rate that side of the building. It'll probably require a 2-hour fire rating.
Okay.
And that's what standard is.
I'm only asking you because when I look at these, I go, that thing is stuck out there where you can't get at it quickly.
The use isn't going to change because it's that way now. It's the same thing. So the building's not getting moved, so in order for them to meet the residential structure, they have to meet the fire code. If they can't meet the fire code, and they're not gonna be able to build.
Yeah.
But we won't know that until they actually give us their construction document.
Okay.
So I think what we need to do is gain the application complete.
Yeah.
And set a public hearing. I need a motion to gain the application complete.
I'll make a motion to gain the application complete.
And set a public hearing for.
And set a public hearing for.
February. It's gonna be, let's see, the third Wednesday, right? February 19th.
I hope you have, I need to be worried. That's why I.
Well, we still need to set it. Cause that's when our schedule is. But thank you for letting me know, cause keep that in mind, everyone. Because we are already losing money.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Unless I can leave the day after, but I have something I have to get to Florida for, in and around.
You don't need to explain, Lucy.
I was gonna say, Myron, my heart is never broken when you don't have a quorum.
I mean, you said the 19th, right?
The 19th is the third Wednesday.
I need a second.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And you're gonna set, you're gonna do a public notice. Just so it's in the minutes that I've requested you to put a public notice in. Okay, so next is 521-523 Clinton. Does everybody have one? Can you look at that?
Yeah.
So Wicker Fast attached an area variance application from the property owner of the above referenced property. The applicant has applied to replace an accessory building that was destroyed due to unsafe conditions and is requesting to replace it with an attached accessory exercise room, mudroom, and kitchen that will be attached to the principal single-family structure. The requested variance is a rear yard setback of 15 feet. The code requires a 30-foot setback. The property is located in R1, one-family residential district, and the proposal is for a new attached accessory building, which requires a setback of scheduled bulk for the zoning district as per section 325-7 of the city code. The reason that the setback is required is that the new building is on 521 Clinton Street parcel and will be attached to the 523 Clinton Street parcel. Both parcels are owned by the same owner and they will be requesting to merge the parcels in the future.
Sounds about right. So yes, we're getting rid of, we'd like to demolish the unsafe garage that's currently on the vacant lot. I believe it's lot 16. And then the main residence is on lot 15. We're going to turn the detached garage into an attached garage and attach them through a new kitchen dining area. And by pulling back the existing garage a little bit closer to the main house, it's going from right up against the lot, I believe 5 feet away, to 15 feet, which will result in the 15-foot area variance. Or not area, sorry, 15-foot rear setback variance.
Are you here?
I am Dawn, so I'm here calling, first presenting, Christina Duchamp, architect. The land surveyor has on there that they're to be merged. We were thinking about doing that in the future, but it's not required at this time. And so
We just like to get things moving on the project as soon as possible, so we want to just do what we really need to do for now.
So you have this little garage here.
Yep.
You want to get rid of that?
Yeah, it's falling apart.
And you want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
And these are two different lots.
Yes.
Like that, this and this.
Mm-hmm. And then on the plan, you can see them a little bit more clearly.
Yeah.
This is actually two houses from me.
Oh,
I got to put a roof on this house like in the middle of the winter last year.
They put a roof on,
yeah. As soon as they bought it, I was like, wow, that's gutsy. And then they did it like 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, that garage is falling apart.
Oh,
okay.
So yes, and that. Oh, yeah, I live there, I can tell you.
The garage is coming down, correct?
Yes, we'd like to move the garage coming down.
If it doesn't, it's probably going to fall down.
It will. There's no, yeah. The basement's like, or the floor is just dirt and all boat and
okay.
Unsafe.
How do you think the garage for this building would be, that they'd be on two separate lots?
So really now what it's going to be one lot. We're going to merge.
We're not
going
to see
that right now.
That's what you're
not
doing now?
No.
You're just knocking down the garage.
Yeah, we're knocking down the garage and building an addition.
Okay.
And the addition's going to straddle the two lots, but
yeah.
One person owns both lots.
Right,
right,
right, right. And it's up to them in the future if they want to merge the two lots.
Okay.
The lot line.
Right. I just was reading what it said, lot line adjustment.
But that's not what they're here for.
Okay.
So I think we need to deem the application complete. So the public hearing.
I make the motion to deem the application complete and make the motion that we move to a public hearing.
February 19th. Give me a second.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And you're going to do a public hearing.